we have, my opinion, the biggest UK YouTuber, one of the biggest YouTubers in the world. He's a multifaceted superstar. He's a boxer as well as a CEO of Misfits Boxing.
Glazed
him. Founder of Prime Hydration and co-founder of Lunchly. An artist and part of the biggest YouTube group in the UK, The Sidemen, and is an owner of a Sphinx cat. That is Mr. Olajide Oleyinka.
Wow, what a guy. BT, don't forget the BT.
Oh no, two Sphinx cats.
Two.
So I've got Boo and Sushi.
God. Yeah. I didn't know that we had one.
No, two. Okay. Well, love them, man.
Do you love one more than the other?
No.
Okay, cool. Fair enough.
But you're both cat owners.
I am a cat owner. Remember, I was asking you if you had any plugs for cats. I do actually have a cat.
How many cats do you have?
Just one.
Okay.
Yes, it's Aria. So it's a British short hair. Beautiful cat. I'm going to insert a picture now so you can have a little gander. Then we're going to have a back-to-back and show JJ's cats right now. Which one is cuter? Now, I don't know. It depends on your preference. If you like hairless cats, weirdos, then it could be you.
But do you remind you of that episode in Friends?
Yes, I remember that.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Why a Sphinx cat?
So it's because of hair. I don't like hair, man. So
with all of that at the top of your head, but that's fine. Okay, cool. That's nice. That
no, sense. But it's in like, so my missus had a previous cat who passed away, rest in peace. And
come on now. You were trying to make me laugh there, or like, why are you saying?
No, come on,
bro, what are you doing there?
Why are you laughing?
Come on, man.
That's not funny.
No, I'm not laughing.
Bro, you're not. Why are you laughing?
Bro, it legit died last year.
Is it?
Like, end of last year.
How did it? Sorry, do you mind if I ask?
Bro, she was crying and everything.
Yeah. How did the cat pass away?
Bro, and you just laughed.
No,
that's
a serious thing. No, I know, bro. Bro, why?
No. Honestly,
do you mind if I ask the circumstances of the passing? Is that?
So it had to be put down.
God.
Yeah. So it was like. Yeah, it was actually quite hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the cat called? Do
you mind? Mandy.
Mandy.
Mandy, yeah.
Mandy.
She was just, yeah, she was not.
Old?
Okay, old, yeah, man. She lived her life.
Well, that's good. And we'll move past that. Talk to me. Listen, I want to get into it. Watford, growing up. You grew up in Watford. I listen, RIP Mandy, but you know what I mean? Mandy would want us to move on. You know what I mean? So.
They loved a quick podcast.
You know what I mean? Mandy, wow. Mandy, retention.
No, but like, obviously I didn't have much of a connection to Mandy.
Yeah.
So like, if like Boo Sushi died, I'd be like.
Devastated.
Yeah. When Mandy died, when you're, what's the word?
No, that's nice. But we're gonna
No. There's a word.
What, bro?
When you're like a parent for a kid that isn't yours.
Okay.
Adopted.
Just a step parent.
So did the cat have a previous dad?
Why did it take that long to say what it is?
No, was there a previous dad
that you took over from the cat? No.
That wasn't a previous dad.
Is the cat like, you'll never be my real dad?
I mean, the cat didn't like me.
Right.
Yeah, the cat definitely had, like, was just avoiding me all the time. Or give me evils.
Whereas this cat loves you. Your cat loves you, right?
My cat loves me.
Do your cats...
Yeah, my cats love me. Yeah. I mean, one I'd say is more cuddly than the other, the black cat.
Yeah.
But it's on me all the time. Like, oh my God, it's cute. Whereas the other one's a bit more standoffish.
That's fine. There's different cats.
But it's just different style of cat. Yeah. You know, every now and then he comes towards me and he's there like, oh my God, I want to hop on you, Dad. Yeah. And I'm like, my son.
Okay, but listen, so we spoke 8 minutes about cats.
Okay, all right. Let's move on, man.
I invited you to talk about cats. I want to talk about early life, brother. Watford. Yeah. How was it with Jide, Yinka and Deji?
Yeah, bless. I mean,
the fact they're very fine with me just calling your dad and mum by their first name is crazy. I'd never do that. I'm very respectful. First of all, I just want to say.
No, but that's their names.
I really love your parents. Genuinely, like hand on heart.
Oh, sick. Oh,
absolutely
thank you,
incredible.
Man.
Very good parents. Obviously, just reminds me of you. I'm African, of course, as well. Mm. I don't know, in our culture, it's like a thing where you kind of just utmost respect. You don't call them by their names and stuff. So I want to apologize for that because it was just a little joke.
Really?
What? I don't know. I can only speak from my household and African households. You don't just say their names. I didn't know my mum's name until I was like 13, 14.
Really?
Genuinely.
Can you just say, would you say Mr. and Mrs. BT? Or
no,
what
you
would
say Mr.
Boy,
Mrs.
BT.
That's your last name?
That's what I thought, yeah.
But what would you say then to reference other parents?
Auntie.
Auntie.
Yeah. Okay. Auntie, yeah, no, yeah. But come on, man. We're in the 21st century. It's all right. It's
fair
okay,
enough.
Man.
I understand that. But obviously, how was it growing with them, like growing up in Watford, man?
I mean, it was ups and downs, obviously. It was great in terms of we were in a house, you know, which is sick.
Yeah.
They obviously paid for everything, sorted everything, you know, fed us and everything, and, you know, gave us all the opportunities we could, you know, have to in order to do well in life. But yeah, they're very strict. You know, I didn't really get to do fun things like outside the house. For example, I never did a sleepover.
Yep. I hear that.
Idea of a sleepover was just nope.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, I couldn't play outside with my friends because they were worried that I would get involved with gang crime and shit.
And Watford was bad, yeah?
Well, I mean, not Watford wasn't bad. I mean, I'd say before that it was maybe a bit worse. I used to live in Cranfield Drive.
Cranfield sounds like it really got wet down there.
Cranfield. I mean, yeah, I guess
it's Cranfield. Yeah, I guess.
It wasn't the best.
Yeah.
But then after that, yeah, we went to around Abbott Stanley. It was a lot nicer. Yeah. And you know, I had a neighbor. Yeah. Who it was a female neighbor, like, you know, chilling with her, but my parents weren't on it.
But I can't lie, I understand where they're coming from as well. It's just kind of like, you know, you're better to be safe than sorry. Like for me, my household was a thing where, yeah, I wasn't allowed sleepovers, but people were allowed to come to my house because my mum and dad can kind of just
oversee it and control
make sure,
it.
Yo, these are not weirdos. I remember sometimes I've been a couple weirdos and yo, this one, next time, no more. You know what I mean?
Rah!
Could just tell. And just, so just the way that you talk to the parents, you know what I mean? If you come in and you try to salute my dad, like, walk on, and try to hug my mum and that without permission, that's all nuts. You get it? Like,
rah!
What's my man on? You know what I mean?
What's my man on? He's greeting you.
No, but it's not. It's the way you greet somebody. It's very just, you know, if you're just timid and just, hi, that's nice. I like that. Don't give me the little come into the yard and dash off your shoes like you own this whole gaff. Wait, who are you?
What?
Slowly. Just come. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So fair, it's about approaches fair. And shit.
Okay.
Obviously, that's just the household I came from, so I can see that it's the similarities.
Well, I remember I was seeing this girl. My mom wasn't on it, so she went up to the girl and said, "You can't see my son ever again."
Love it.
And bro, I was distraught. Heartbroken.
How old were you?
I was, I think, around 17, 18.
Oh wow!
Yeah. This was like one of the first girls I would talk to or see. Because I went to all boys school, so I didn't know how to speak to women at all. So I was like, oh my God. So, come on. What you?
Okay, you know, I don't know. I'm just query, but I'm just asking a question. But, okay, so you are obviously Nigerian.
Uh-huh.
Yoruba, right?
Yes.
Do you speak it?
No, but I can understand it.
So if I was to say to you, kilo she ti o se de lue.
Yes.
What does that mean?
What is wrong with you?
No, it doesn't mean that. It means, why don't you speak the language?
No, you said kilo she.
Tio se de lue.
Oh, no, okay, no, I didn't.
So I am asking, kilo se tio se de lue. Why?
Okay, yeah. Because, I don't know, there wasn't like a thing for us.
Mm.
My parents went there like, you have to learn the language.
They went?
No.
Oh, first.
No, they'll just speak it and then I'll just understand.
Because I've got two friends.
But it was like broken. Broken English
Because I've
well.
Got two friends as well, Nico and Kenny. You can't speak a lick either. So I'm like, my Nigerian friends aren't Nigerian in. You know what I mean? They're not, like, why not?
Do you, so what, they don't speak it between them either, or do they speak?
No, they speak it between each other as well, but it's like broken English. So it's like half English, half Yoruba.
Do you have multiple Nigerian names, or you just have the one Nigerian name? Like,
oh, brother, I just said Olajide, Oyinka, Williams. What I love about Nigerian names, yeah? You got Nigerian, Olajide.
Yeah.
Another one, Oyinka. Had a bit of Williams in there.
Sure,
as well. You know what I mean? Let's just appreciate
the fact we're Serena once. Sure.
Yeah. Well, you got, just in case people struggle with the other names.
Fair enough.
You got Williams there. Just sorted.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you are Nigerian. Growing up, were you having Nigerian food? What was your favorite food? Because I love Nigerian food.
Jollof
rice.
But I also like pandan yam.
With egusi soup?
No, okra.
Oh, I like okra as well. Yeah, fair enough. Soya, Ferrero?
No. Not a fan.
Soya?
No.
I think that is top tier stuff.
I agree.
Really?
Yeah, bro, just sit there. I mean, beef, put a little bit of spice upon it. It's a bit spicy though, I don't know. But maybe.
That's too spicy. I can't do well with spice. I'm a medium.
Oh, you're that man. Yeah, okay, yeah. Akara, moi. I love all of that stuff. Just shout out to that. But Again, look, you started YouTube. We're not going to get into that because we kind of know where
Yeah. Everyone's bored of me.
You kind of started
YouTube.
YouTube, though, didn't you? Well, like, you actually set up the company?
Yeah.
At this point, you might
I
as well
own
have.
Every man. Yeah, I know. Jimmy, run me my money.
Bro, you might as well have, genuinely, because you started 2010.
I technically started 2006-07. But
for God,
but my channels got banned or deleted. Because I posted, for one of my videos, I posted, what is it called? Is that Meet Me in the Closet? Or Trapped in the Closet?
Trapped in the Closet, yeah. That's
R. Kelly.
Yeah.
So there was one episode that was missing. And I was like, I know where I can find this episode. Downloaded it, uploaded it on my channel. Bro, got bare views. Then, it got
community guidelines.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Got you start a new one. And obviously, KSI, Ola GDBT, incredible channel. Everyone grew up watching that. I was a big fan of it too. But you have another segment of that channel which helped you a lot, which was Comedy Shorts Gamer.
Yes.
Deji.
Yes.
Now, talk to me. Obviously, you are his older brother. In those videos back in the days, it just looked like two brothers. I have an older brother as well. And it's like just two brothers vibing in a household.
Wait, what? You have an older brother?
I do. But yes, I do have an older brother. I've got three older sisters. I've got a mum and dad. I've got uncles, aunties.
Can we ask what the age gap is?
Yes, I'm born in 96. My brother's born in 93.
Okay, same age as me.
Yes.
Yeah.
October. You're June 19th.
June. No, wait.
I've done some research about you, man. But I want to ask
June
you.
June the 8th?
Huh?
June the 8th.
19th.
He's
19th. 19th. Yeah.
What are the pros and cons of being the older brother to Comedy Shorts Gamer? Just give me like a couple of each.
Pros and cons.
Yeah.
Should we start pros?
Maybe, yeah.
Easier listening.
Yeah.
No, he's so loving.
Yeah, he is.
So loving. He just respects me a lot, looks up to me a lot, like a lot. It's crazy, man. And sometimes I wish I could give him some of my genes. Like, especially hard-working...
He wears comedy shorts, though.
My bad.
Shorts
guys,
guy.
Guys, shut up.
Okay, cool.
As in, like, the hard-working gene, because I feel like I just took all of that for my parents, and he's just... I mean, he's got hard-working, but he just... I don't know. He's a bit all over the place. He's not as consistent as he should be. But I feel like he's getting better. Like, he's starting to post a lot more, which I'm really happy. And I keep telling him, all right, you just need to lose a bit of the weight because you're getting real big. Like, I think he weighs more than me now.
Oh, man.
Which is...
That was never a thing.
Bro, the idea of him weighing more than me was just a pipe dream.
Yeah.
And now it's reality. It's crazy. So I keep telling him, bro, you need to lose weight. He's definitely getting his life together a lot more, which is nice. And he's in a good spot. And I'm really happy for him. Yeah, I'm glad that he finally moved out of my parents' house because, you know, I kept telling him he needs to be independent. He needs to learn to live, without them, my parents, always just supervising and watching and seeing what he's doing. So, he's in a good spot and I'm really happy for him. I didn't even mention any cons.
No, you did. You literally said you want him to work harder. He doesn't have any genes.
Oh, don't he's stop him. He's only Go on.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's all on him. He knows. I don't really need to list all the cons.
Is it the hygiene or?
No, it's fine because.
No, he's actually always.
He is very clean.
He's always smelling good.
He
got that from you potentially.
Well, he's always. Overloading with the perfume.
I seen him 17.
Yeah.
But I guess you don't want to list his cons, but it's fine because I actually have Deji here to list the pros and cons about you being his older brother. You want to hear it?
Mad. Okay, here we go.
So we got it here.
Definitely, JJ being my brother, I've got someone to look up to. Number two, I'll say someone I can rely on and depend on. I know I can depend on JJ no matter what.
Literally financially,
anything, yeah. I know I can depend on him. Number three is exposure, It's
good. I rate it.
Obviously, he's global. He's a big star. So, there's that.
So, before we get into the cons, Pros. First one said, you can rely on you for anything.
No, no, he looks up to me.
He looks up to you, which is similar to your first pro as well.
Yeah, so you're
both aware of that. Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Second one?
He said financially.
Financially.
No, I think he just said reliable. No, it is financially.
Like, let's be honest. Like, but he knows... If shit hits the fan,
you got him.
He can always go to me and I got him.
Yeah. To be fair, anyone who knows KSI probably goes, if shit hits the fan, we're probably good. Do you know? Okay. But like, he does rely on you a little bit.
Would
you like it if it felt more even, should we say?
No, but I think as an older brother, you kind of have to be there for him.
That's
like,
it.
I feel like the little brother is there for emotional support, making sure that you do feel like that guy. You know what I mean? Because with my older brother, it's like a thing where there's that common respect. I kind of respect him more than he has to respect me because it's like an older sibling thing. It's like a hierarchy in the household for me anyway. Your older siblings are the ones you kind of look up to. You can never speak down on them. They can if they want, ish. That's the kind of dynamics I had for my household.
But I mean, like, financially, are you the breadwinner?
I am
your
in
family?
My household, yes.
So how does your older brother feel about that?
Absolutely fine, because of the fact that he's actually proud and happy for me. The thing is, we don't have a household where it's a bit toxic and it's like, he's the youngest, why does he make the most? No, it's he's the youngest, he makes the most. Okay. We're lit. We're living good because of the fact I love my family so much. If anything goes down, I'm going to provide.
You can always just go, oh, yo, Chunks, sit me up.
They wouldn't say Chunks. They would say my actual name. But they would definitely call me.
Michael, please.
Yeah, and one thing about my parents and my family in general is I might have a lot and I might have a lot for them, but they'll never ask me. Yeah, genuinely, yeah. I'm the one that has to kind of shove it down their throat. So, here.
Even my parents.
Of course, and that shows actual love, bro. Like, I'll be honest, you should be concerned if somebody's on your phone 24 saying, can you get me? Because it's like, what is this friendship now?
No, I just cut them off.
You should, genuinely, because it's like, what the hell are you here for? Whereas I feel like with Deji, if it is something you constantly ask for, it's your little brother. You just kind of have to fam it. Like, that's your little brother. Definitely speak to him about it, but that's your little brother and that's your things to do. But one thing I will say is the pros that he stated, nothing was about your personality. So that is a bit questionable.
Dry.
That is a bit questionable. The fact you're clear, I can just say this as a friend. The fact you're clear is sick.
Yeah, but so is like, you know, Pitbull. Do you know what I mean? Do you want to be called Mr. Worldwide or Global as he called you? You know what I mean?
But you know what? I ain't going to stitch
Deji up. Well, he said exposure as well.
I think you guys maybe need to work at just being brothers.
He sees you as Anna Wintour. You're Vogue magazine to him.
But it's cool. We're going to get into the cons of what he said.
Okay, his bit's a bit longer maybe.
Yeah, well, it's like 8 minutes that bit, but I don't know. I'm joking.
Cons, number one, I'll say constant comparisons. That annoys me a little bit because it's like we're always being compared and we're completely different.
That's not me.
At the end of the day, he's not saying it's your fault. He's saying it's a con of being your brother.
Okay, fair.
And that's fair to him because you're constantly being compared and it's kind of like, it's difficult. It's like Job and Jude Bellingham, for example. Sure. Jude is obviously so clear right now. And he's doing so well. Yeah. But so is Job. Job is signed for Borussia Dortmund. He's smashing it. Yeah. And I'm sure he's probably got concern with constantly people saying, Real Madrid star, little brother. What's he going to do? He's paid for Sunderland. He's gotten to the Premier League. He's now at Borussia Dortmund. I think to the point where maybe that might be a reason as to why he has Job at the back of his shirt. Could be. You know what I mean? It's because you want to make your own brand. Yeah. So it's unfortunate. Yeah. But that is his concern. Next one.
People don't give me my congratulations or like they don't give me my flowers because of like his success. So they'll say like his success is what made me. And they will never give me my flowers. That's actually quite crazy. That must be really annoying.
That must be annoying because it's like, he's got 10 million subscribers, bro.
Bro, which is no, crazy. That's no joke, bro.
And it's like, everyone will say, well, congratulations, but your brother just made this much money for Prime. Sorry, brother. You know what I mean? It's like, it's always going to be downplayed. It's like,
the only reason why you're in this position is because of your brother. Yeah, but it's not. He did the work to get to it.
So do you, as a brother, let him know how talented and how amazing he is?
Maybe not enough. Yeah.
We're doing counseling here at the chat show. This is what it's about. I love brotherhood. You know what I mean?
I definitely do give him his flowers. Whenever, like, there's moments where I'm like, bro, I'm proud of you. Like, you smashed this or you're doing well with this.
You know, when you say that to him, you know how much that means to him. Because he'll come to us, we'll just shoot on something and he'll just mention something you said a week ago. And I'm like, all right, that's still at the top of your mind. Yeah. Like, with us, like, you know, for example, someone would say, like, they love you. It's amazing. They'll get twisted. But because you hear it quite a bit, it's like, it's appreciated, but I'm also going to move forward. Yeah. Whereas with Deji, he can hear it from you, and that generally means the world to him.
Yeah.
And that's very similar dynamic with me and Darkest. Like, he's my little cousin.
Yeah,
so whenever I tell him how much he smashed it, he's just always searching for my validation kind of vibe. You know what I mean? So you have to kind of make sure.
Wow.
You have to. And the last one being.
Done. Number three, pressure. I feel pressured a bit to achieve like what he's achieved, you know?
I shouldn't feel
Obviously,
that.
I want to achieve things in my own right and in my own way. So him, you know, achieving everything he has, you know, quickly is kind of, you know, kind of made me feel a little bit pressured into trying to, like you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, okay. I can maybe see it with, like, let's say when I was hopping into the boxing.
Yes.
That he probably felt pressure to have to do it as
himself,
well.
Yeah.
Same with, like, the whole diss tracks with the whole Sidemen. Yeah, he felt like he had to get involved with that.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I guess now with me, you know, going back to YouTube and really grinding and, you know, putting out content, he might be seeing like, oh, okay, I got to step up as well and all that. So.
But I'll be honest, that's also a self-sabotage because you're not doing anything to make him feel pressured. It's kind of like what he's getting from you. He's seen you do your thing and he's like, I have to be like my brother. I want to emulate him. I want to be as successful as him. So maybe you have to do what you do, but he's never going to be as good as you. That's what he feels. So for example, the boxing world, is it a thing where you actually sat down before he decided to get in the ring and say, do you want to do this because you want to do this? Or do you want to do this because
I've told him so many times, you don't have to just follow what I do.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not enjoying this or you don't feel like you need to do this, don't do it.
Mm.
Like, you've got so much opportunity to do whatever you want.
Mm.
Like, don't just stay in this lane if it ain't for you.
100%. Was there not a chat for a little while that he was the more natural of the two?
I've always said this. I've always said that, you know, if he had my hard work, bro.
With his talent.
And his talent, bro, he would be so clear. Bro, he could have easily beat Jake, man.
Yeah, he could have easily beat Jake.
He could have derailed Jake.
Yeah, from the, I remember his nose just bleed out.
Bro, he was sick. Yeah. But he never, bro, like, I remember in the house, he's there playing games every day, eating Chinese and just not taking it seriously. I was like, bro, such a huge opportunity.
That time you moved in with you guys, right?
Yes, bro. I thought him moving in so I could watch him and try and get him to focus. I was like, bro, this is it. This is your opportunity, bro. Every day I was going into his room, bro, you need to step up. Bro, eat this food. Stop eating Chinese. And bro, he got to a point where he was like sneaking in takeaways and stuff.
He didn't want it, man.
Bro. He was just doing a madness. And yeah. I was like, bro, it's so frustrating. Mm. And like him at that level to still do what he did against Jake. I was like, bro.
Like, what could he have done?
He could have been so much more, but it is what it is.
Mm. But you know what? That's enough about Deji. Because we want to talk about you as well.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Sidemen, Beta Squad.
Yes. The rivalry! The rivalry!
I'm glad you called that rivalry. Do you see it as a rivalry?
Nah, so, how do I see it?
How do you see it?
I don't see it as a rivalry. You know why? Because how many times was I there to help you guys?
Correct.
Like, out of everyone else in the side.
Correct.
I'm there like, well, if you want me in a video, hit me up.
Yep.
I'm here. I'm available. Da, 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 da. So, like, I don't really see it. Like, I don't know. I'm not in this world or this YouTube world to be, like, a competitor against everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And if I am, maybe it's just because I want everyone else to do better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's kind of, like, how I see it. I want us as a collective to do well. So, like, me going in on YouTube, I'm, you know, going to post in the videos I'm going to be posting. I want everyone to look at that and go, oh, shit, we need to step up. Like, the whole UK needs to step up. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I feel like, I know we've kind of been laxed.
Yeah.
America just clear,
killed
bro.
Us, yeah,
so clear.
Yeah.
And the UK have just been slowing down been quite stagnant.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, man. Like, we were killing it. Where the American guys were looking at us like, fuck me, these guys are so clear.
Yeah.
And now it's the other way around. So that's kind of how I see it. But like with Beta Squad, bro, like you guys smash it. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the whole season thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel that maybe just because of like how your lives are, maybe that makes more sense.
Yeah, no,
if
I was to
sense.
Ask you a question in terms of your Sidemen videos, right?
Yeah.
A lot of them are about 17 hours and a half, the videos, right? Like they are so long.
It is very long. Like,
if I'm being honest, as a consumer, someone that watches YouTube,
it's long.
I can't get around to finishing.
Yeah. But, and I keep telling, you know, I keep telling Josh.
Yeah.
Because he's the guy. Let's be honest. He's the guy. I keep telling Josh.
Yeah.
Bro, we need to stop, you know, making these long ass videos and try and capture more of a wider audience. Yeah, because yes, we're pleasing our, you know, core audience that have been there forever. But like, how are we ever gonna grow? And then it got to a point where I was like, you know what? Fuck this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to do it my fucking self.
Yeah.
You know, if this guy won't listen to me,
I'm going
to
do my
I'm going to do it myself.
So, but this is what I'm saying to you. So you guys are doing like long, long videos, right?
Yeah.
In your opinion, when you're watching the Sidemen videos, like if you do, are you saying every video is a 10 out of 10?
No, of course not.
What would you give an average rating of your videos that are coming out?
As
be honest, this is what it's about.
I'm trying to... Okay, wait, let me...
Yeah, what are you doing? You talk to your lawyer? What are you doing there?
Wait, no. I said, let me see...
See your last videos. Well, I've got it right here to me.
Okay, yeah? Fine.
Brother, I'm prepped. So as you can see, your last upload. Sidemen opened 100 mystery doors. 5.8 million views 4 days ago. Let's not cap. That's amazing views.
No, yeah, of course.
But I feel like you guys kind of now stagnant around that 4 to 9 million region.
Bro, and I've been saying this.
Yeah,
and
this is me viewing it as of right now. Yeah. Hour and 38 minutes. One before hour 50. One before hour 50.
You ain't clicked in any of these videos.
Of course I haven't. Because I don't have 2 hours where I could just say that.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say in general is if you yourself is aware that the videos aren't at a great quality, then why would us as Beta Squad upload a video weekly and we know that we don't like it? Why wouldn't we now decide to do our concept, which is seasons, drop each video? For me, season one that we dropped, I sat down and watched every single one of these videos and I said, for me, 8, 9, 10 out of 10, guaranteed. I'm so happy with these videos. And they've all smashed, they've all banged, they've done well. Everyone would love the return. Of course, the bad thing about it is it's not going to be as consistent because we're going to maybe take 4 week quote unquote breaks. But those breaks, we're still filming videos and making sure the edits are great.
Yes.
So right now, if we could compare videos in terms of as a content creator, you can watch the Sidemen video, you can watch a Betascore video. In your opinion, do you think your content is better than
us? No. I know my missus watches Betascore. And doesn't watch Sidemen.
Of course she won't.
No.
Because it's 4 hours and 7 minutes.
It's true.
She also spends time.
But what I'm trying to say to you is...
she is around you. No, it's true though. Like, if you live with a person...
Yeah.
I don't go back to my wife and go, what do you think of the last video? Do you know what I mean?
No, but she's watched like the box video that I did.
Sure.
And she...
Yeah, but
she was like, oh, she was entertained by that.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, I don't think she watched the vlogs, but she watched... the me as the old man.
Yes, stuff like that.
And she was like, oh, it's quite funny.
Yeah. But that's what I'm trying to say though, bro, because those videos are fresh, they're organic, they're new, they're authentic. You can get the vibes in the video.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like with you guys' videos, it's like the main purpose is to drop one every week. It's not about whether it's a banger or whether it's just to drop one.
Yeah.
And what happens there is I feel like fans over time will probably be like, this is a bit samey, this is a bit boring.
I definitely see that though. Like, but think of it like this. I'm the guy that going, we need to make a change. We need to make a change. Let's do something. Let's switch it up. And then everyone's going, pointing at me, being like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And of course, say no more. Then I'm going to do my own thing, which you have done.
But I'm saying,
so then how could you come in here and say.
Like, even the fans are there like, bro, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, because that's what they like, but that's your core fan.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, so then now I hope you can understand as to why we've decided to do the structure.
I get it.
Because we're actually dropping heat.
Quality over quantity. Yeah, I get it.
It's hard to turn your big tanker, which is the Sidemen, around as quick, right? Because it's a massive operation now. So to make changes is
I think I understand their point of view because they're trying to say, listen, bro, this is working.
You've got
to
pay people.
It's banging. But then I feel like it could be working, but are you happy with it? Do you know what I mean?
Like, I mean, there's times where we are happy with videos. Like, for example, the sleepover one.
Yeah.
That bowl.
Yeah, happy.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Even the surprise birthday one.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yes, your birthday.
That was enjoyable. Yes. And like, I actually watched that. Yeah. And I was there like, okay, this is good. Yeah. This is a good video. Yeah. It's been edited well, et cetera. Yeah. Da, da, da. But like, then, there's some others where it's just like, this is a sleeper. This is CBA or meh. But like, I don't know. Like, I've always pushed the guys and I'm sure they're going to be sick of this, me saying this, but I've always pushed them saying like, we should be a global entity.
100%.
We should be... huge. Some of the guys just don't care for that though. Some of the guys are just
comfortability though. Bro.
Happy to be comfortable.
But okay, in terms of your group, is it like a democracy where it's four votes?
Four votes. Yeah. Which is fair.
Yeah, it's fair. But you're saying to me that it's 6v1.
No. So some people Simon's on my end.
Okay.
Simon's on my side.
Okay.
And Vic, to a certain degree, is on my side. Okay.
Fair play. Yeah. So then you just have to convince the others, because guys, we want to see top quality videos.
Well, that's it. But I mean, that's why with my own channel, I'm going ham.
Yeah, no,
I'm going ham and showing everyone like it can be done. Yeah. And then, you know, eventually when I do get the results,
then show them.
Then I can then go to Josh and go, look, bro.
Is it not fair to say you could just change tomorrow though, because you are the Sidemen and people love you anyway?
Yeah, of course we can change, but like I said, it's a democracy. Yeah. So not everyone wants it to change.
Dictatorship.
I don't think the group won't work like that. Otherwise, people just start like resenting each other, and that's not nice, is it? But I've watched Sidecast. I've seen some clips, and people love to send stuff over where there's slight digs, indirects.
What?
The Beta Squad.
At the Beta Squad?
Yeah, we're just minding our business.
What, the lovely, nice side of the Beta Squad? All the friendly guys who...
The friendly, nice guys. I don't know, there's always mentions of like our group, whereas I feel like we never speak about you guys publicly.
Okay.
So do you think, is it like trolling? Is it like just like, what's this quote unquote rivalry about? Because I feel like maybe the fan base is what made the rivalry, which was it always.
Oh, of course,
do.
It normally is.
But then you guys also add to it to make it more of a rivalry. Well,
I think a lot of the guys look at what people are saying, as in like they look at the comments and everything. Mm-hmm. So some people take it too much, mm-hmm. as in like they take what they say is gospel.
Yeah.
Whereas I kind of just take everything with a pinch of salt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, all right, cool. I listen a lot.
Yeah.
And then I make my own decision from there. Mm. But yeah, in terms of like the rivalry, yeah, I mean, maybe some of the other guys would say something differently. I don't know if the other guys would ever come on here. But
no, I'm not sure. Obviously, I feel like people are probably asking, why is it that we haven't done like collabs
together?
But if you're to look on their channel.
We have.
We have on your channel.
Yeah. Have we not on yours? Yeah.
And you're not on ours.
Yeah. And that's, you well,
I, but yeah. And, I have, and I'm going to say why.
I have.
Because we were meant to do, so what happened was you guys came to our house to do hide and seek.
Yeah.
There was another one where we did an Among Us video, I'm pretty sure. And there's another one as well. I can't think of the top of my head. You guys have never appeared on our channel, and it's not up to us, because we would love for you guys to jump on. But there was one time we asked you guys to jump on. You agreed, everything, the group consensus was happy. And then you said something along the lines of, well, we only have 3 hours or something. But the day that you guys filmed with us, or we filmed with you guys, it wasn't about time restrictions. We're just trying to be there for each other.
Mm.
But then when it's on the flip side, it was like there was time constraints and et cetera, et cetera. So it's kind of like, what's the reason?
It's not fair, innit?
Oh, clearly
but,
like, not.
But I don't know.
It's not up to you.
It's not up to me.
Okay. What I'm getting from JJ is, I hear what you're saying. It's not me.
But is it?
No, but that's
am I wrong?
Is that the vibe though? I'm saying.
Oh, yes.
Okay, fine. I don't know who is.
Okay.
But I want to know, why is that the reason?
I mean, it's just because they're kind of happy in their lane. That's just it. Bro, as I have literally been on your channel, how many times?
No, look, like 2, 3, whatever.
Yeah, like I'm happy to give you my time because this is how I see it. Like, if you help me, I've got to be able to help you at any point. Like, it's just fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we got to live in a fair world. Yeah, it's not like I just take, yeah, and then hardly give you anything.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Like when people ask me, oh, do you want to be in this video? I'm like, yeah, sure.
Why not,
You know, if I can, I'll do it. Like, and I, you know, give you the time. Like, so many YouTubers can't ever shill me saying that I'm not really.
No, bro, I can't lie. Genuinely, hand on heart, I'm going to sing your praises. It's not glazing. It's me just
appreciating
the fact that you're genuinely like the most humble person that I know in this YouTube scene out of my friends, like genuinely out of the Beta Squad. Like in terms of being as big as you are, you don't have to be as nice as you are.
Well, yeah,
so it's nice and refreshing
to
see that somebody genuinely that is as clear as you are can be still grounded and down to earth.
But
and
that's, shout out to my parents.
That's exactly what I'm always going to say when people compliment me. It's my parents. Yes. You know what I mean? Household values, the things you learn from growing up. So I wish you, I'm not doubting you won't be carrying on being like that, because you will.
Mm.
To the point where we've decided to go out and link up with AMP.
Bro, I've said to the guys, why don't we link with AMP?
So wait, why are you going to link up with AMP and us?
No, but I've said we should link with you guys. Bro. I'm the guy.
How about this? What I can get from this, what I'm gauging from this, is JJ's got a million things in his head, but he's saying, I'm not going to say that because I don't want to throw my bridges under the bus. So it's cool. We're going to move past this bit and actually speak about Sidemen and Beta Squad. But I just want you to tell me the funniest person, in your opinion, from the Sidemen.
Just one
person. Harry.
Although Vic has been popping off lately. He's got a lot of good one-liners.
Beta Squad, who do you think the funniest is?
I'd say you. No. But the reason, no. But you are like naturally funny.
Oh, I like that.
Whereas someone like Nico, it's like, it's orchestrated funny.
Yes.
Like he makes things funny where you can just naturally do it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's AJ.
No, AJ's hilarious.
AJ's
for me,
by far.
I feel like a lot of people love AJ or just say he's all right. You know what I mean?
What?
Who says AJ's all right? Genuinely, I've seen that. That's just maniacs. You know what I mean?
I mean, everyone's cool. I've got no hate towards any of them.
Yeah.
Like,
you say that a lot for someone who doesn't hate.
He's trying to, you know what I mean? Yeah. Overcompensate.
Listen, I just need to remember. No, I don't hate anyone.
No, no, but it's just.
You sound a lot like Nigel Farage.
Why would you take it there?
Listen, these foreign guys are great.
Listen, I'm going to ask you, who do you think the dumbest is in Tideman? Well, you're just like, oh, you're a doofus.
Dumbest?
You can tell yourself.
Can nominate you. The fact he didn't straight away.
I think it's between me and Ethan.
Fair play.
We both do a lot of dumb things. Yeah.
Favorite in the group?
Favorite in the group?
Yeah.
What as in like
your favorite person? Like, no, it doesn't necessarily have to be as a content creator, just as on an off camera one. Like, I really like.
No, well, I mean, it's always gonna be Simon, but that's just because I've known him the longest.
Yeah,
like I've known him more than my missus.
Yeah.
So
get married to him, maybe.
In every way.
Okay.
What about in beta?
That's hard. Nah, don't do this.
Nah, come on.
Either, man. We're in a couple.
If you had to take any of them for dinner, which one would you take for dinner?
Oh yeah.
Just you two, you know, bottle of wine.
I think it's between you and Nico.
Right.
Because I obviously like...
Yeah, of course. What the hell, bro?
I know you guys are long as...
Yeah.
But like, you know, AJ's cool. Every time I see him, he's cool.
Yeah.
Sharky's cool.
Yeah.
And Kenny's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
That's nice. Very just generic, cool.
Just named everyone.
Yeah, no, but they're just cool.
No, I'm joking. And then your least favorite in both groups. We got to do it, man.
Least favorite.
Someone you don't get along with the most, or maybe you're not as close to. There's nothing wrong with that.
But you must name it.
You can say Vic, bro. Don't worry, man.
Nah, because I actually like Vic.
Fez.
Like Vic is cool. And if anything, he's got cooler over the years.
That is true.
No, but he literally has. No, because
I like that. Yeah,
he has.
So he started off mild, and then he just got cool.
I think Vic was the geekiest of the group.
Yes, hands down.
And then he's kind of he really grown as a person.
Yeah, as a person, and he's really like knows what he's doing, and he's definitely like focused. And obviously with the whole DJ stuff, he's there like, oh, I'm trying.
That
to
was
smash
a random
this.
Spanner in the works, you know. When I just saw my man.
But he's musically gifted, you know.
Yeah, fair play.
Oh, well, can play the drums, piano. Like, he can do loads of shit.
Yeah, it's the 1-2-3.
Bro, when I saw him play drums at my surprise birthday party.
He said fair play.
I was like, what the fuck? It gassed me off, bro.
What we're going to say is music. What I want to do say is an exclusive here that nobody knows, that I was actually meant to be on a song with KSI. I don't know if you remember. You don't remember, do you? That's nice. You sent me over the Craig David remix one. Is it really
love? Oh my God, yeah. Well, that was a long time ago.
I know, but I'm saying that's just a bit of, I would have been on a tune with him and I probably would have been even more clearer. So I should have done it. No, I'm joking.
How long have you not done music for now?
Oh, 2020, I think, 2021. 4 years, 5 years?
About that, like 75 plus years.
Yeah. But I think JJ heard the vocals, he knew I was on.
Yeah.
I think that would have done. Numbers.
Well, of course.
Yeah, that would have done.
Will you ever come back to music?
Probably not.
Religiously, it's hard to go back once you've.
Yeah, I went out publicly and said I'm done with it is so people can hold me accountable. Because if I decided indoors that I'm going to stop, I would have stopped maybe 6-7 months. All of a sudden, a Drake feature would have been available and Drake would have said jump on the chorus. I'm not saying he would have, but I'm just saying, let's say hypothetically,
yeah.
I'm going back in that booth. And I'm dropping the craziest 16 on earth. You get it? So I feel like that is something that kind of kept me away from it.
Well, you rejected him.
No, I definitely didn't reject him. I just said that religious reasons, but I'm done with music.
Wow.
What were you going to say?
You still like help people.
Nah, I don't. I'm not in the studio.
Damn.
I can't. Like, what I do is like.
Like flows or anything?
No. So I'll still, I'm still like, I'll make a tune or something, but nothing comes out. Like, I'm just doing it for the band side of things. I enjoy doing it. I like the process. Okay. You know, music, man, it's incredible. Being in the studio,
it's the best.
And like
thing
dropping,
ever.
Like hitting bro, something, and bro, it's like, oh, bro,
my.
Play it back.
Bro, I did that. Was it Monday? Tuesday. Tuesday, bro.
Couldn't
made
believe
four
it.
Songs.
Yeah, look.
Bam.
Fire.
Gassed.
Yeah.
Well, I instantly sent one of the songs to, I won't say who,
yeah,
but.
Of course, just a big artist.
I was like, bro, hop jump on this. Him. Yeah, yeah.
What's the reply saying?
He was there like, sorted. Cool.
You know, I would love to sit in on a studio session with you guys. That would just be cool. Just to hear what you're cooking up. Because then I'll help you, because I know you need help with that one.
Favorite KSI song?
Huh? Okay, my favorite Holiday, man.
Yeah.
Choke. Like, genuinely and on heart. Like, I'm not even joking.
That was the soundtrack.
What I do with YouTubers, for example, I'll say it's a good YouTuber song. You know what I mean? I always do that. And it's not a disrespect because people would do that to me. Well, I felt like I was actually a decent artist at one point. Whereas with JJ, anytime he would release music, I'm like, yeah, that's good. That's all right. That's cool. But Holiday, I was like, F that, it's even KSI. If anyone wants to drop this, this is hard. Like,
yeah.
This is cold.
Yeah.
I think I remember even hounding you messaging, yo, this is cold. I love this. Singing to you.
And even then, I wasn't sure.
Bro, I knew then, instantly when I heard it. I said, I know you're on my mind. How are you hitting them vocals?
Bro, hard.
It's one of them days, isn't it? That you just warm. I know them days. He smashed it, bro.
Okay, so what do you think about like my recent music? So let's say...
It's just not for me.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
I feel like a lot of people have felt that.
Do you know what it is for me? It could be Jay-Z. It could be Kendrick Lamar. These guys are worldwide. They're known. They're absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
But I can appreciate the fact they're doing what they're doing, but I don't like that music.
So
if I can do that about Kendrick and Jay-Z and give them their flowers because they're absolutely humongous, I can do that for KSI.
Yeah.
It's not for me. It's not
Yes.
So I'm like, there is somebody that's going to listen to this and love it.
Yeah, and be like, oh my God, this is it.
Is it fair to say that Holiday was the sound of one of the summers in the UK?
Did you
play that at Capital?
I think Summertime Ball.
Summertime Ball, there you go.
But it was like, people were playing at weddings and stuff.
Yeah. Every Uber
crazy.
I was in. Every Uber. Next on Capital.
On Capital. Yeah.
We got KSI with Holiday.
Mega hit. Holiday. I know. Back into that.
It's a perfect radio.
Oh, it's incredible.
It was
it's absolutely
insane.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. Yeah.
What's your favorite KSI song?
It's probably a song that isn't out yet.
Really?
But that's how I am.
Most artists, I'm on to the next thing.
Yeah.
You know why?
Yeah.
No? Because once you, bro, music, for example, you drop a tune, for example, a Holiday. He's made the tune, listened to Mix and Masters, redone verses, redone takes, listened to it on radio, performed it 100 times.
Yep.
He don't want to hear that song anymore. It's not because he hates it. It's just kind of like, I've done it.
Let's move on to the next
thing. Always going to be something that's not out yet. Because the excitement of, I can't wait for the streets to hear this. That makes sense. But what is your most enjoyable one to perform on stage?
You've got to say it out loud.
No, I know. There's quite a few. There's quite a few.
Right.
Down Like That.
Oh, SX. His tone is mental.
Insane.
Now it's cold.
Yeah.
Shut down.
Bro.
Like, fuck up the system. Come on, bro. I know these
rhythms. Bro, every time I perform that, it's gas bro. I'm there like...
I was there at Wembley Arena. Remember,
On the left hand side.
I can't lie, you had some hits in there.
Yeah, bro.
Some meaty ones, but some hits in there. You know what I mean? So shout out to you. Fair. But you know what? We kind of prefaced the fact that you do a bit of everything. Mm. You've done acting, you've done music, you've got boxing.
Acting.
It was.
No, Casper Lee was good in that.
Yeah.
Especially that one bit.
Not KSI. Yeah.
Like a film.
But yeah, YouTube, Prime, everything, you know? So if I was to ask you, order these from 1 to 4, winning a Grammy, winning a boxing world title, like a WBC, most YouTube subscribers, so like you're Mr. Beast now, with the most views and everything, or you sell Prime for £500 million?
YouTube
number one. So that's the number one. Number two?
Number one is YouTube. Number two, I'd say Grammy.
Grammy, number three?
It's what, between
boxing and selling Prime for half a bill.
I'd say boxing and Prime.
Okay.
I don't really care
about selling it.
I'm just like, I just enjoy the drink.
Yeah,
like cool. If people want to drink it, cool. If people don't want to drink it, cool. Yeah. Like, it's just something I wanted to do as a business. And, you know, I wanted to just, you know, grow and do its thing.
Yeah.
I'm not there like, money. Yeah. I need to make dollar. Yeah.
You're already good.
Yeah. I'm not in your face like, yo, like, promo. I like to just step back.
Yeah, it's just there.
And just be like, yeah, it's there. It's cool. You know, if you want it, cool. You don't want it, it's all right. Fine, it's all right.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, sometimes people will see Logan as the promotion guy.
Yeah.
Prime promotion. It's like, oh, he's doing way more promotion than you. But like, that's not me.
I'm not
the type of guy that's just going to scream in your face, drink Prime all the time. Like, yeah, I'll do it. Because obviously, you know, that's just what I've had to do. But it's not really me.
Mm.
And you know, you see me, people just see me drink it all the time. Because
you actually enjoy it.
Because I enjoy it. Yeah, and that's how it should be. You drink it because you want to drink
How does the process work of making a drink? Like, because I'll be honest, you know it's like, what is it? Coconut water, right?
Yes.
That's why, for some reason, that base, I just don't like coconut water.
Oh yeah, so whatever.
There's some flavors that absolutely hit. So for example, your one, the black KSI bottle.
Yes.
Is that still about?
No, so now it's someone else's flavor. Peso Pluma.
In terms of the process, because
if I'm being honest, I probably drink more energy
than the actual
hydration.
Yeah, that's fine. You have a preference. But is there a reason why there's 43 flavors? Because like, for example, like with drinks in general, I feel like people kind of cap at 3 or 4 flavors. So you can understand your favorite.
Mm.
Are you guys trying to make, still looking for somebody's favorite? Or what's the vibe? Like, why are you guys?
I think it's more just because it's a collectible thing.
Mm.
Just like, because we have people who just like collecting the bottles.
Mm.
So we're just there like, okay, it's just smart to let people, you know, have different bottles to collect. And it's kind of like, oh, we've got a new person that we're collabing with and like they've got a bottle and it's like, oh shit, people need to get this bottle now. Mm. So it's kind of like that. But also it's like, given the scope of the world, we just want someone to enjoy at least one flavor of Prime.
Fair enough.
So do you come up with the flavors?
So we think, we have a group chat and we just decide, oh, this is good, this isn't. Wow.
Genuinely though, with Prime, you love the brand so much that you don't want to let go of it. Do you want it? You want it to be synonymous with your name,
I want it to be. No, I don't want it to be like people think Prime, think of KSI. I want people think of Prime, and that's it. They don't think about KSI.
I know. Yeah, you want this brand to be so strong,
so big and strong.
Because right now, if I was to ask you, who's the owner of Coca-Cola?
No idea.
Coca and Cola.
That was a horrendous joke.
That was so bad, man.
For your standard as well.
For my standard? You don't even know who I am anymore.
Lawrence!
Oh, right. Fair play. Yeah. No, well done to you.
This is why he's behind the camera.
Yeah.
So, it's nice to hear, to be fair, because...
I know, shock. People aren't doing something for money.
Bro, he's very wholesome.
With me, I'm not... It's never always been about the money. I've been doing this YouTube thing from the beginning. When there was no one making money.
Yeah, none.
And like people just think, oh, because I'm in this position now, it's all money oriented. No, I just, with the whole YouTube, bro, I'm making a loss. But I want to make sick videos because I enjoy it. And that's just it with me. I like with the music, I wasn't making crazy money at the time, but I enjoy doing it. With everything I do, I just enjoy it. Bro, with my last fight with Tommy Fury, my whole purse, I gave it to my trainers. I was like, bro, cool. Like, I didn't want to need it.
You should do that with the podcast. Wait.
What region are we talking? Zeros?
Bro, 7 figures.
Okay, so listen to this then.
Yeah.
Because I gave you moral support. So that means I was part of the team
right, on
that front. So I don't know. I can maybe give Abs my so-called account number.
No, but I help you in other ways.
No, bro. Genuinely.
Didn't even appear on Beta.
No, one thing I will say, about JJ... I don't know if we can mention the box at Emirates. You can say that.
Yeah, we can talk.
He's got a box at the Emirates, right?
Yeah.
30 seats, I think. Heated. Yeah.
Heated seats.
Leverish.
Is that the USB?
Hear what I'm saying, Lawrence. You're not listening to me, yeah? This is top 3 boxes in the Emirates, guaranteed,
wow.
Yeah?
Okay.
I swear to God, this guy makes sure that I have a ticket for every single home game I need. And this isn't like I'm singing his praises. I'm not expecting him to say this, but genuinely, like, man goes to all the home games. People see me in the games all the time because of this guy. So I'm very appreciative because I support him, the team, the same way he supports the team. So that in itself, amazing. And even if I have if I need advice, whether it's YouTube, whether it's, he's always going to be there to help. Yeah, so yeah. I'm really appreciative of that. So that's just for me, again, another section where I can say, you know, this guy does do a lot and it's not about monetary value. You know what I mean? So fair play to him on that front. I'm gonna give a man his flowers still. And what, you got it for next season as well?
Yeah.
Still got a sponsorship.
Well, yeah. No. I think for me, it was like, I'm there looking at Arteta like, bro, we need a striker. We need a winger.
Fix up!
It was getting to a point where I was like, oh, am I even going to get this box again? I can't be asked this long. I've done it.
You should.
I've talked to certain people and it's like, okay, fine. I'm
also,
in. I'm back in.
And also, the person that sorts out the tickets for me, she's a bit restrictive. So maybe if you can just tell her, yo. Sometimes I want 2 tickets, she give me 1. I don't know, maybe. Just I'm pushing my luck.
It's
here.
Fair.
No, I'm it's pushing fair. My luck. I'm pushing my it's luck. Fair. I do love her though. Shout out to, you know what I mean? She knows
you. Yeah. She knows.
Just a joke. But I do want to say, all right, you know, I'm actually going to ask you right now. Left winger for Arsenal, who do you want to sign?
I think it's probably Rodrigo.
Rodrigo. Up front. Oh, he wants Yoka.
You want Gokkaris?
He wants Yoka. And then give me a random extra one that you want just in the team. Because I think we do lack in another.
Eze.
That's good. Ooh. That's excellent. I think.
You want squad depth on that wing.
Yeah, well, and also someone who can play where Odegaard plays as well. Yeah. Just in case he's
I like him. A bit off. People say your ball knowledge is horrible.
Bro.
I don't think it's that
it's
bad.
It's FPL. FPL is my true. Ball knowledge.
That's true. That's
would
true.
You put Munir in goal? Just checking.
Who?
I think it's a joke from a
long video.
Wait.
Can I ask you guys a question between the two of you?
Yeah.
Say you two were to wake up as the other one today, what would you do?
Straight on the treadmill.
Wow. That's how much you've hurt him during this podcast. That's how much you've hurt him.
I got him.
Yeah.
But guess what? I can't do your numbers. You do on the treadmill.
What?
So you would hate yourself because you'll try to run your little and then realize.
But then eventually I'll get a six pack. And then I'll swap bodies back. And then you'll be like, bro.
I'll pay you whatever you want to do that for me. Genuinely, yes. Because his work ethic and my body, I think, can make me look like a monster. Generally,
you both look good right
him.
Now.
You
both
No. We're both looking good, but I still
work hard.
Yeah,
because I did lose 43 kilograms.
Yeah. Well, there was a period. It was one of the sucker raids.
Yes,
where it was mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, like crazy.
You didn't say congratulations or anything.
Oh no! Congrats now.
When I've gained the weight back.
No. It's
cool. If I was to be him, I would message my trainers and say, "Why I back that money that I gave you?"
Yeah.
Because I need that money back. Because what the hell is
in
he
fact,
doing?
Just wire it straight to chunks.
Bro,
doesn't
what
matter.
The hell? I hire me as a moral coach, just to make sure your mental's intact.
Bro, it's not about money for me.
I know it's not.
The good thing of it, like
for me,
this,
it is. So give it.
Money will come, no matter what.
Facts.
If you. Keep grinding, keep going ham, and just eventually succeed, the money will just slowly gravitate towards you. That's right. How I see it. I mean, obviously, it doesn't always work.
No.
Yeah. Sometimes you lose a lot of fucking money. Yeah, but like, I don't know, I just, if you enjoy something and you're having fun and you don't really see it as work, eventually people just throw money at you and be like, oh, because you... use your platform to promote this or we would love you for this and this and we'll pay you for this. So it just, money will just gravitate towards you if you're doing well.
I ain't impressed, to be fair. I'm the same. Obviously, I joke about the fact that money, but I ain't impressed on that. I'll be honest, I'm at a place where I'm very comfortable with the money I have. I'm at a place where I know that I can look after my family and my loved ones. So, bro, I never want to be that person that has 10 billion pounds. I think that's a ridiculous amount.
Yeah, that's
too
a scary
much.
Amount.
I think that's where it's a bit scary when you start to decide to
But then I guess if you're like Elon and them lot, maybe they don't really see it like that. They're just there like, oh, okay, I've got all this money. Yeah, cool. But, you know, I've got a goal. Like Elon's there like, oh, I'm trying to reach space or something.
Yeah, but,
and like,
fair.
Yeah, or Bezos is there like.
Have you ever been to space?
No, I've never been.
Would you go?
I'd go to space, yeah.
Would you go to space, Chunks?
Never.
Never?
What?
What the f*** am I doing that for?
Why would you not go space?
I'm very comfy here, you know.
Do you have like life goals like that now? Because there is a point people kind of reach where obviously money's not a massive worry to you.
I want to hit 20 million subscribers on my channel.
You know, outside of work.
Oh, outside of work.
Do you have, what are the big life goals right
oh,
now?
Oh yeah, have a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you trying hard at that or is that?
No.
Trying hard at that.
No, but yeah, I want a child and I probably want two, maybe three, but I want them to surpass me. Yeah. And like, I'm not going to be a strict parent.
Like Goku Gohan type of
thing. I want them, yeah. I want them to be on a completely different level to me. Like, you know, I want them to have me and my missus like combine genes and then just propel so much more than what we've ever done.
So you've actively picked someone to breed with?
No, my God. This
Yeah, it's just wife. A question. It's a legit question. When I married my wife, I was like, "Yeah, our kids are going to be sorted."
You know, we were talking about boxing. I just want to ask just quick questions. You can ask.
Yeah. Cool.
Scariest moment in the ring.
When Logan hit me with the back of the headshot, and
was it the LA one?
Everything
or the,
was spinning.
The LA one or the Mexico?
LA?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hardest punch was probably going to be that one.
It's hardest punch. Oh, it's probably Logan again. Hit me white flash.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
And I was like, rah.
And so then your hardest opponent is Logan.
It's probably Logan. Yeah.
Fair play.
Best moment in the ring though.
Best moment. Oh.
I think I know.
What are you going to say? Me? Oh, it's probably Joe Weller.
I think because you know what everything.
It's between Joe and Logan.
That period, I think, was a very good period.
Yeah.
The sweetest thing I've ever seen happen in the ring was actually you hugging Deji.
Actually, yeah, that was
such a lovely moment. That was so genuine.
Such a good moment.
That was because you were both
overjoyed.
One thing you two both don't have, or you both have, I'm going to talk just a second now. I like to see the real versions of both of you because I think you're both very genuine people.
Mm.
But I don't always know whether we're capturing all the time the YouTube version of you,
okay, yeah,
or the real version of you.
That's interesting.
I think on this show, I'm myself, my genuine self.
Yeah, that's not an
on
accusation.
Baker Squad, I'm here to have fun and play.
Okay,
But that's why I love this so much because I can actually just be myself.
Be yourself and it's blessed.
Like, you could tell, like, for example, when we see each other at the Emirates or wherever it is, like, we have just normal conversations and this feels like this. We kind of just are very open about and just speak about whatever it is we want to speak about.
Yeah.
Who do you think captures the best, who or has captured the best version of you or the one that feels closest to, like, the essence of JJ?
Oh, definitely my missus.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But in terms of on camera, like, you know, you've done documentaries with Louis Theroux, all these kind of, like...
Oh, where did you feel like where you're
do you
at
feel,
most
you know, you always talk about legacy.
Yeah.
When we look back in 20 years and we watch videos of KSI, if someone was to say, what were you really like then? What video would you put them towards? It could be anything.
What was I really like? Oh, that's a hard question. I mean, I try to be myself in a lot of the videos that I do. No, I feel like, okay, maybe I'm more of an amplified version of myself.
Yeah, of course.
But, okay, let me switch it on you. So with my whole boxing arc, I'd say when I returned, I'd say me becoming the nightmare was a completely different side of me. And I knew I had to tap into the nightmare in order for me to be able to fight. Because with boxing, it's one of the hardest things a man can do. Thanks. Like, I don't care what anyone says. It is one of the hardest things a man can do. You're literally killing your body, going through hell day in, day out, just to fight another man in front of thousands, millions.
Millions, yeah.
So it's tough. And in order for you mentally to deal with that, you have to put yourself in a different headspace. And I feel like with that, you know, that was probably the side of me that wasn't real. That was the side of me that people would look at me and go, I hate this guy.
Is it like, for example, that time that with Wayne Bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro,
you know what it is? I'm watching it, I'm thinking, this isn't JJ.
Yeah. I like...
Because you wouldn't do that.
I cringe. But it's like, I knew I had to do that to try and make
rile it up and just rile
it up.
No,
build
I know
up,
you're trying
sell
there,
and all of that, but it's
and even
I
for example,
felt awful, bro.
Telling yeah. treadmills to walk and yeah. what was that, bro. About, man? I make the treadmill walk. I do the first.
Yeah, man.
What's this Muhammad Ali joke, man?
Yeah, but that's it. Like
you tried the Muhammad Ali thing.
But bro, that's exactly this is what you had to do to get people to pay attention.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, like now, you know, that I've been injured for quite a while.
Yeah.
And like now I'm able to just focus more on content and all that. It's like, oh, I can
be myself
again. Be myself again, and those walls are gone. So I, you know, if I'm being honest, I'd say nowadays I'm being myself again, and I think the past few years I haven't, mm-hmm. and that's just because of the whole boxing arc. Mm-hmm. Like, but that I've said why because
yeah, I get it. It's yeah. the whole nightmare concept thing. I want to ask you because obviously we're about an hour and 15 minutes, and I don't know, want to waste too much of your time.
It's all good. I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, it's not. Do you feel a moral obligation to give back, or is charity a personal choice rather than a duty? So, for example, I'm sure you do charity work, of course. Make sure
well,
you do that.
But like, I'm more just do it privately,
as you should.
And then people just sing my praises. But I'm like, all right, cool. But,
as you should, 110%. But like, would you then say you're a philanthropist, or would you then say that you have to do it because of the fact you have so much money, or like, what's
no,
the
no? I just do it.
Yeah,
I just do it, bro. Sometimes I just go on TikTok live, and you know, I just see people, you know, working, grafting, all that. And yeah, I just send universes.
Yeah, yeah.
Just send it. Just because. Oh, I'm not even filming it. Yeah, I just do it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I just give to charities. I see people, you know, raising money. I just 10K here.
Yeah.
10K here. 10K here. I just do it. And I don't expect anything back. But I don't know. Maybe it's my parents, especially my mum, always saying that, you know, give and it will come back to you. What's the song?
Yes.
Give and it will come back to you.
Oh, yes. Because
if you give.
Yeah. It's some kind of gospel type of rhythms.
Yeah. Yes, something
I know
like that.
I know him.
So like, I've just had that instilled in my head all the time.
110%.
And I always just give anyway.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's
yeah,
nice
you know
to
what
give.
Would be cool, yeah, because I really want to start up my own charity as well.
Yeah.
To like give back, go back to Africa, build like hospitals, mosques, churches, whatever it is that's needed. And I feel like that's something you should definitely look into. For example, Mr. Beast has his own philanthropy channel, and it's like giving back to people. And I feel like that's the most important thing in life. I can't like bundle all this, everything in this world. I feel like giving back to people that need it back home, whether it be in Asia, Africa, South America, wherever it is.
Well, even England, a lot of people need it.
There you go.
A lot of people even here need, you know, a lot of help.
Is that something you'd be open to?
Of course, but I've always said this.
Because I feel like, you know, for example, if let's say I'm a CEO of a charity, CEOs will get paid big bucks.
Yeah.
I'm not paying myself a dime.
Yeah.
I don't want anything. You know what I mean? Same way, like deployments, I'll go out there, fly out myself.
Yeah,
take my own flight to go there and do the hard work. You know what I'm trying to say?
So well, maybe I have to do what Jimmy does then. Maybe that's a way for me to just force my way into it.
Yeah, bro, I think it's a way, because I can't lie to you. Like, you don't want to, if you were to, God forbid, die now, yeah? And then someone wants to ask you a question, what's beyond the grave, and say to you, what are you upset that you didn't achieve? I would definitely say not being able to create something and a long lasting impact where I can give back, and you know what I mean?
No, I think we have.
No, 100% we have.
I think we have. I think we've inspired a lot of people, bro.
110%.
Like,
110%.
Bro, the amount of times I get people coming up to me being like, bro, you're the reason why I'm in this position, or, well, not that,
no,
but
no,
like,
no, I know what
but
mean,
you're
I know
the
what you
one of the reasons why, like, you know, I've looked up to you. You've helped me push through, want to work hard and, you know, try and get to your level, et cetera.
Yeah, but as much as that's great, you're going to be your own biggest critic, harsh critic. You know what I mean? You're going to be
perfectionist. Yeah.
You know there's still somewhere to take it. And, you know, so
yes, yeah.
That's something, facts. That's something we can do, yeah.
I feel like I still haven't really scraped the
there
surface.
There you go then. So you go. And for you to say that is maniac level stuff.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like, what you, like, you're clear, but then you yourself will say, you yourself will say you're not. So that just shows that I can go tomorrow, but I'd be so upset that I didn't manage to do what I wanted to achieve. So that's just one thing. Another one saying, do you think your success was mostly due to hard work, luck, or the system working in your favor?
I think you make your own luck. Okay. I think you make your own luck. So you've got to work hard, but a lot of times you can work hard and keep working hard and not get anywhere. Just, you know, life is unfair, man.
Yeah,
that's just how it is. So, you know, I had a little bit of luck, you know, timing, right place, et cetera.
Yeah, because you started YouTube in 96, you know what I mean? So
yeah, well,
so back in the days that you were the first one on there, so I respect it.
But yeah, okay, maybe the competition wasn't as high.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
But Air Japes.
Come on, bro.
Holy f-
in them days.
Jesus.
What?
But I mean, at a time when, you know, people were doing YouTube, there was no money.
Yes.
And also it was very, very cringe and weird.
Yes.
So like instantly you were like segregated.
Yes. like, he's the joke man.
He's a weirdo. You know, you'd get bullied.
Yeah.
For it. So like that's what we had to go through. Yeah. But no, you know, everything happens at the right time. I do believe in that.
Yeah.
Like
I agree.
Everyone has their moment. And then you, it's up to you whether you're going to take the opportunity or not.
So what would you say your favorite moment ever is in this long career you've had? Or if you can't answer that, potentially your favorite year. Like I know, for example, 2020 to 2021, I know it was bad because it was COVID timing, but for me is when I managed to enjoy myself the most in terms of fans or friends and family. What would you say your favorite time was?
Oh, my favorite, well, I'd say my favorite moment was paying off my parents' debt.
Mental.
Because they were telling me, you can't make money playing games.
Wow.
Yeah. You were like, this YouTube thing, what happens if it turns off tomorrow? Yeah. That type beat.
Yeah.
And then for me to then have enough money to just get rid of all their debts and everything. They don't have to worry about anything. Yeah. Sick. But craziest time, like craziest year.
Because you've had some good years, brother.
That is hard, man. Nah, you know what? I'd say it's yet to come.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'd say it's yet to come. But I've had a lot of good,
I like that.
Good years.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like that. Before we get into the last segment, which is like the Instagram questions, just quick fires. Lawrence, do you want to say anything that maybe we don't have?
No, I've actually asked quite a few of the questions I wanted to ask you guys.
Yeah.
Oh God, I can't wait for, actually, one thing, the Maya Jama segment.
Private school one.
Yeah, bro.
You didn't like that one?
I mean, I imagine when the sidecast video comes out, yeah, imagine.
You guys spoke about it?
Yeah, of course, bro.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Why did it hit a...
Who's got smoke for me then?
Why did it hit a nerve?
Ethan went nuts.
Got smoke for me?
No, it's more Maya.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see me, I can't lie to you. If someone's got smoke for me, I'll just chat to you.
Yeah. Private,
one-on-one. You know what I mean? I'm not,
oh, really?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying I'm a bad
No, it wasn't. It was more at Maya. It was all at Maya.
Fair enough.
Was literally gung-ho at Maya.
Ethan didn't go to private school though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I'm saying she was chatting to the people about the people that did go.
Oh no, but he felt like
she was trying to say everybody in
the whole side. Then.
Fair play.
Yeah.
Regardless, I feel like I'm gonna back Maya in respect that she's not saying that if you're from a private school, you're a joke man. It's not that. It's just she's saying, coming from where she comes from, she resonates most with people that have similar backgrounds, similar upbringings.
Mm.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's not her shaming a private school because the fact that you managed to have a great education, same way we did. Fair play to you, but maybe characteristic wise, we don't have the similarities. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm trying to say? So I feel like maybe, I don't know.
But I don't know. Maybe the way she said it.
Of course.
It's not what you said, it's the way you said it. Would you send your kids to private school?
Berkhamsted?
Nah, I ain't going nowhere near that school.
Even though it's made some of the most successful YouTubers in the UK.
Yeah, I guess. But they kicked me out, innit? But
What for?
For bad grades.
Concentrating on the other thing.
Fault.
Yeah.
How are they kicking you out because they can't do their job?
What?
That's weird, but yeah, go
but
on.
No, but also they let other people retry their year.
Not you.
And not me, no. They were like, no chance.
Is that kind of thing?
Not worth it.
Is that kind of thing?
You can try as many times as you want.
Sol Campbell.
Well, I guess,
is that kind of thing?
I guess it's also like I don't know.
No, you don't have to get into the politics. Okay, I can see you're doing that. Run it, man.
One day
they'll get you back and give you like...
What is your opinion on Maya saying that? Especially with me kind of clarifying what it is she was trying to get at.
Well, when you say it like that,
it's
a lot. It makes more sense.
Yeah.
But from what we saw, it looked like we just were successful because we went to private school and that was it.
Okay. I guess it's just miscommunication then because that's definitely not the case. I feel like what Ethan should have done potentially is check what it is she was trying to get at. And then if she basically stood on business and said, yes, I was saying that, then maybe have your little row. But it's cool. We can have back and forth.
You know, if you do discuss stuff like that on sidecast, I think sometimes you can ramp stuff up just to talk about it on a pod, right? How, or okay. did, do you think it was a, was it taken personally as, I guess?
I mean, it's definitely taken personally.
Okay, great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, the Daily Mail will do what it will with that then.
Yeah, it's cool. We're going to get into the Instagram questions, the quick fire ones. This is not from me, by the way.
Okay.
It's been picked by
apart from the ones Lawrence. That we set up, which are from you that... That's fine.
So it says here, a genuine query. It says, how did he manage to leave his hairline at the start of his career?
Come on.
So he started.
I love these though. Like, I don't take myself seriously. Like, yeah, I can take banter. No, I think that was very funny. That was very good.
Why have you decided? Have you ever considered going to Turkey for a forehead reduction?
No.
Have you seen the process?
I've seen the process. I ain't doing it.
No.
But I don't care. It, like,
no, I'm not saying you should.
No, no, I know, I know, I know. But I it is funny.
I think your forehead was perfect. So.
I think it's funny. Like, it's just like a meme.
Yes,
I've got a massive forehead, but like I embrace it, bro. Shits and gigs, I'm there. Like,
you took off, yeah.
And I was like, come on. I ain't
asked to do that.
It's fortunate the bandana suits you though, as well.
That's, yeah, no. Generally, you've been rocking that band, and has it been the same one as well since 2008? Bandana, or did you have loads?
No, I've loads. Okay, cool. Bro, this is white.
Yeah, yeah. The
2017 was black.
Well, we thought maybe it's so dusty. Do you ever think of releasing like a line of?
I did think around and I was like, nah, I hate the idea of like selling my own merch.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I know that you love talking about money so much and it means so much to you. Uh-huh. So it says, most money made in 1 year.
But I don't even know.
Ah, he's doing that one.
Wow.
No, but I honestly.
Ballpark.
Yeah, I'd say 8 figures.
What's 8 figures? Like the 20s and 30s?
That's a decent amount. So that's a...
Into the late eights or the early eights?
Nah, you're talking too much.
Early eights, okay, so that means early eights. That means 36 mil he made in a year.
You're talking too much, man. Cool.
Fair enough. For the league experience.
I thought it was incredible. I loved it.
Wow.
Yeah. I loved the drama as well between Ginge and Sharky.
Hand on heart, I think that's the most fun I've had in a very long time.
In what, in the scene?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
it was really, really good.
Are you happy that SDS won?
Yes. I mean, as a president, you're trying to be like, no, come on. But you know.
Nah, I'm joking, you are.
Like, as the president, I just wanted good games and I wanted entertainment between the managers. Like, I wanted them to go at each other. I wanted there to be a rivalry. And it was great. It was fantastic.
Last but not least, opinions on Dan DTM. I don't know.
Dan TDM.
What's this about? The Lunchly thing.
Yeah, the Lunchly thing. Honestly, if I'm being honest, like, I don't really care. Fair. It's not that deep. That's
like, you know what I like?
Like, if we met up today,
what's
it'd
up,
be,
bro?
Well, it'd be blessed. Yeah.
It ain't real beef, man.
It's not that real.
It's just, like,
I just used it to hype up my Sick of It song. That was it. I wasn't there like, I actually hate this guy.
By the way, people are crazy because they actually believed you were actually upset about Thick of It. Wasn't that to promote the song?
So
you're saying, why do you guys hate this song so much? Well, that's that is to promote the song, right?
Yeah.
That's smart, but I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's smart.
But people actually thought he was actually butthurt.
Like, but I wasn't actually pissed. That's nice. Like, no.
But I do want to round this off by, again, giving you your flowers. You just turned 32.
Oh, sick.
You've been on the platform since you were 17, 18 now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just want to say you have absolutely smashed that out of park, brother.
Oh,
please stay
you,
be true to yourself, keep banging out videos. I actually want to play a voice note from somebody that wants to sing your praises too, man. So
okay.
But obviously, most importantly, whatever you do, JJ, I'm proud.
Aww.
Your family are proud. Everything you've achieved, everything you are, super proud. Like, you're the best big brother anyone can ever ask for. Like, literally, you're just the best. And I know sometimes you wanna try and act like the big brother and not be all like, you know, lovey dovey and stuff, but bro, I see right through that. So big up to you, man. Big up to you.
There you go, man.
Oh, man.
How did that make you feel? Any tears you want to give me? Or?
Shut up.
Okay, cool. I was just trying to see if I can get a last clip.
No,
that nice
but I've he knows how much I love him. So.
100%, yeah, man. Yeah. 100%. You guys made up from that whole little...
Oh.
they wanted to know. They wanted to know. But,
he's actually looking after my cats. I think next weekend or weekend after.
You know his new house that he bought?
Yeah.
I used to live there.
What?
In that house, yeah.
What?
Genuinely.
So wait, there's a story here that Deji now lives in Chunks' old house.
That I rented.
Right.
Yeah, so me and the boys used to rent that house And then randomly he came up to me, "Oh, I bought a crib in this area." Bro, and I was like, "Oh, okay, yeah, I used to live there." I said, "Where is it?" He told me where it was. "What's the street?" Say the street. "What's the postcode?" Tell me. Then he said the number. I said, we just started screaming on set. Then,
because
we hated that house. That's why I
was like, it was haunted. It was haunted.
I was like, Deji, maybe you should ask me. Deji was like, "But he gave it to me for a good deal." I said, "Yeah, because it's a shit house." But he's absolutely zhuzhed up and it looks amazing.
No, so, yeah, bro, I think it's incredible, yeah, man. It's I think he's like, when I went in, I was there like, "Bro, I'm so proud of you, man."
Yeah. That's what's going to give Deji credit, because Deji's absolutely smashed it. You deserve the flowers that you don't get because you're under this joke man shadow and he's ruined it for you. But guys, this has been KSI Ole GDBT. Please make sure you subscribe, because we are flying. Imagine we hit 100K subscribers in 2 weeks. Not bad, innit?
Good. That's really, really wow. Good.
Yeah. Oh, look who's calling me.
Who's that?
My brother. Hey.
Wait, no way.
Hey, Ahmed.
Yo, yo.
You're live on my podcast right now. I got KSI with me, yeah?
Yeah.
He didn't know I had an older brother.
What?
Bro, how? He's never mentioned this.
Well, you know, I seen this guy on Olympic Way a long time ago. I'm talking 2013 or something.
Oh, my days.
I seen him on Olympic Way.
Why didn't he rob him? We were our generation of
I said to him, "Bro, I like this guy, bro. We're going to let him slide."
Right, listen, I'll call you back after the pod, bro.
All right, my bro.
All right, love, family.
He liked the Road to Wembley series, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, quickly. Do you remember the first time I met you?
Since Nando's.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, he doesn't remember.
Yeah. What was the...
I feel special. Before I started YouTube, bro.
Yeah.
I saw, I think it was, I don't know what social media was about, where they showed that they were there, right? I used to work at Nando's. I used to work at Cineworld in Wembley Outlet. I was going for a shift anyway, so I've decided to go now and go earlier because I see he's in the Nando's. I've gone up to him to hail him up and say, "Yo, absolute legend, love your stuff." Manny was there. I think one of the F2 freestyles, I'm not sure. But I remember I was most gassed to see him. But the other boys were kind of just like, "Why is this weirdo walking into..." Which is fair, because I went up to just go inside of Nando's. Everyone else kind of came like, "What's wrong with this guy?" The only seat available was next to JJ. I've sat down to eat my food. This guy was the nicest guy ever, genuinely.
You went to Nando's, but you weren't part of the group, and then you sat next to JJ.
Because there wasn't any seats available.
There were no other seats in Nando's.
None. Genuinely, I don't know if you remember, it was so ram that they said that there's no chairs available. I wanted to eat in. There was a seat. It wasn't part of their table, but it was kind of like exterior. And they said, "It's only that seat." And I said, "Oh, well, that's a bit weird. I don't think that they'll be comfortable with me sitting there." So the Nando's employee asked these guys. And this guy went, "Yeah, come on, that's fine. Sat down with him, talking to him about YouTube and stuff, and told him, "I'm going to start YouTube. I'm going to be a big guy, blah, blah, blah." He goes, "I'll see you there then." Genuinely, I remember that conversation, and I swear to God now, from that point onwards, I said to myself, no matter how big I get, no matter how clear I get, even if I don't have time, I'm going to try to be as courteous and as nice and amicable to people. So that's another one to give you a round of applause and say, you know what, I give you a props, man.
Real charity.
Guys, make sure you subscribe. We're trying to get to 200,000 subscribers. I've had the legendary KSI. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. And peace.